from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Ron Coomer on deck.
And Ronnie's been red hot. He's been in the zone.
Ron Coomer.
Let's see if the Cubs can respond.
We're helping him out.
Coomer drives one into right center field. Long run, Pierre. Pierre dives, misses it. It bounces all the way to the wall.
That's a nice knock for the old hometown boy, isn't it?
Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
What a ball game. The wait is over, right? It is over. The Cubs are World Series champions. How does that sound, partner?
1999 American League All-Star.
From the American League All-Stars. Infielder Ron Coomer.
The Coom Dog with Mully and Haw.
Woohoo!
On 670 The Score.
Welcome back. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully is off today. Now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline is Cubs radio analyst Ron Coomer. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Coom. How are you?
Good morning, David. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Great. Doing well. Good to see you yesterday at the ballpark. Now you're in South Florida getting ready for that Marlins series. How was the trip?
Fine. Yeah, all good. It's always a good playing when you have a nice win like we did yesterday. Boys played really well. The offense was outstanding, banging the ball around. I was happy for Amaya. And when you play a game like that, you know, you get on a plane, it's always a fun plane, and everybody's in a pretty good mood, and so that's what we had yesterday.
You know, Coom, I think when the fans look at every series, you go into it, and like this one, Cubs got to sweep to stay in the wild card race. Cubs have to; they can't lose a game. They won a series yesterday, but they felt like a little bit of a disappointment because they didn't win, you know, the middle game. It's not good enough to just win series anymore. What does that sense of urgency feel like? Can you sense it? Do they look at it the same way that many fans do?
I would say yes, somewhat. I think when you play, though, I would say for the younger players, they play the game and it's more, very much more day to day, because you're in, you know, and fans don't realize this, but younger players are more in survival mode of, you know, just success in the league, you know, for themselves to make sure that they're doing their job. As a veteran player, when you've been around the league a little while, you have a broader perspective. So I think and I would say that's even like that for some of the coaches who are young guys, you know, because we have a lot of young coaches too. So I would say even for some of them, you look at your perspective is just different the longer you've been in the league, and your understanding of what goes on is different. So I would say it's different for every guy, and it would be a great way to describe it.
So the Cubs finally scored 10 runs yesterday. The bats were really hot, and they get 7 RBI from the bottom of their batting order. 5 from Miguel Amaya, who had the big grand slam onto Waveland, and 2 from Pete Crow Armstrong, who's been pretty good offensively over the last month. Let's talk about Amaya. I think, Coom, that there was the first half of the season, and Craig Council was pretty open about needing more from the catcher position. Miguel Amaya is a guy that we had been waiting for a while to be the everyday catcher, and this season did not take advantage early on. What has he done lately that has made such a difference, and how much belief and faith do you have in him moving forward?
Well, I'll say this. He's on the right path now, that's for sure, especially offensively. He was really struggling for a while earlier in the year. and they gave him a full weekend off. I think he played half a game on Thursday, and then they gave him Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and he did not play. And during that time, they went to the cage, and I believe Counts was involved in this too, and they just kind of looked at film, and they started retooling his swing, I guess you might say, and he needed some help. He really did. He wasn't getting into a loaded position. He was always late when he would get back there. So with that being said, then you don't recognize the pitch. When you go to swing, your body's in a lot of technical baseball hitting things, but he was just doing a lot of things wrong in the mechanics of his swing, and they kind of retooled the swing, and it's been much better. So that part's better. And when a young player hits, it's going to help his defense because he's just playing with more confidence. So I think for him, this last still month and a half or so or month has been better. And it showed yesterday. He's a really strong guy. So you're going to expect him in the future to be able to hit some balls out of the ballpark, and be that guy that, can make a difference in a game once in a while with his bat in his hand like he did yesterday.
Probably doesn't hurt either in terms of motivation if you need it. It probably doesn't hurt to see your replacement in Christian Bethencourt, the guy who's playing when you're not, be on fire and hit everything that is out of the ballpark. And I don't know how to explain what Bethencourt has done since becoming a Cub, Coom, but he has been red hot and really continues to be a surprise.
Well, at first, when he came here, I asked Collins what he thought of Bethencourt. He said, very good defensive player, great thrower of the baseball. So, he's going to eliminate or shut down a lot of the running game. And we've seen that. Throws exceptionally well. Great arm. Easy release to second base and throws bullets around the field. But he's hit, and he's hit every time he's in the game. The Cubs right now probably have their best catching situation they've had all year with Bethencourt, the way he's been swinging the bat. And he's a defensive guy. So, it's very good right now. But, you think of the last two ball games, the catchers have done the damage. Bethencourt with a home run down the left field line and then Amaya yesterday with five RBIs. So it was good to see that. And whenever your run production comes from the bottom half, you're usually going to win.
Meanwhile, down at Iowa, Moises Ballesteros is a guy that they have a lot of faith in. He's a top prospect with a good bat. You wonder if he will be up before the end of the season, along with Matt Shaw, Owen Casey, Coom. I think that when you have a team like the Cubs that has been disappointing and you might have to strain to see a reason to believe they're still contenders, you wonder how they will treat the September 1st call-up, even though there's only two spots. Who will it be? And you wonder if the rest of the season is a cross between, trying to compete and trying to develop who will be the first prospect to get called up and given a shot.
Yeah, I think there you got two modes of going about it, David. You look at if you're still in the race come September 1, which Cubs sure seem to be, you probably, are still battling for it. You're probably looking at calling up a limited number of guys. If you fall out of the race, which I've been on teams with both, when you fall out of the race, you have a tendency to call up more prospects and let them play. So I would say, you're looking at early in September, while the Cubs are still battling, if they stay in this thing, probably a limited number, and really calling up guys that are really going to be able to lengthen Council's bench that he would use, that they're not just guys that you're just going to play once in a while or play just because they're prospects.
In that vein, I guess I was surprised at the move in releasing Hector Neris because, again, you're straddling the fence there. You're making a move that is allowing a guy like Neely to come up and see what you have, which is in the name of development. You're releasing a veteran, even though he's been disappointing, in Neris, who, if you have designs and competing and contending in September, has been there and done that. How did you view that move, and what do you see in Neely in two appearances, one good, one not so good, that you like?
Well, I think for Neris, I was surprised, absolutely, when I got up and saw that he was let go. You know, and there are times where there are other reasons that people get let go in our game. And it doesn't always make sense to the fans, but there are other reasons. And that's, I got a feeling that was a big part of the reason why Neris was let go. And that's part of our game. So you just got to deal with that. And that's what the front offices have to deal with. And so that was it. For Neely, I think he's an interesting character. He's a big kid. I saw him on a plane yesterday. He's like 6'8". So he's a great big kid. He's got a very good arm. I thought his opening day, I thought he was, you know, dealing with some nerves and, you know, just trying to get the ball over the plate. You know, your heart rate's going, you know, pretty good when you your first outing or first at bat in the big leagues. But yesterday he looked much better. He looked composed. He's got good action on his fastball. He's got a good slider. And his release point coming from different locations because he's 6'8" than what the normal guy is, I think he's got a chance to be good. So, you know, we just got to see him a little more. But I don't think we've seen exactly what he brings to the table yet just because it's so new to the big leagues. But 6'8", he's throwing 95, 96 miles an hour with a slider. That seems to be pretty good. He had more confidence in the slider in game one than he did his fastball of throwing it for a strike. So that's encouraging if a guy can mix his pitches up a little bit as a young guy.
Talking with Cubs radio analyst Ron Coomer here on The Score. Mully and Haw, Mully off today. Coom, I'm still wondering what the Cubs have in Isak Paredes. I think that you have to consider maybe he is a little banged up. He missed and it was a late scratch earlier this week with a shoulder situation. I don't know to what extent that's affecting him. I wonder what you think about the way he's played the position and what you've seen at the plate so far since he became a Cub.
Well, he's struggled since he's been a Cub offensively. We know that. You know, he hasn't swung, you know, the bat like he's capable of. It's a guy that's been an all-star and been a big run production guy, you know, and can hit the ball out of the park. It just hasn't happened yet as a Cub. So, you know, that's always discouraging. And you feel, you know, well, did we do the right thing? This guy's a quality big league player. He's done well at third base. Still getting used to Wrigley Field, too, I think, defensively a little bit, and how the field plays, you know, from coming from Tampa. So there's a little bit of that. But I think he's going to be a fine big league player for the Cubs. You know, whether he's turns into an all-star type player for the Cubs or not, I'm not sure. But as he gets accustomed to hitting in Wrigley Field, you know, I think you're gonna see a guy that's gonna be able to reach that left center gap, you know, an awful lot. They talk about him pulling, and people are making a big deal. Well, the Cubs, you know, lines down the lines are the longest, yeah, but our gaps are the shortest. So, you know, that's just people that don't know our ballpark very well, and they just make generalizations. But for a pull hitter, as a right-handed hitter, Wrigley Field is a great place to hit. And with the wind blowing out, you know, times that by 10. So he'll be fine. He's a good quality big league player, and we just got to let him continue to play and get his feet underneath him with a Cubs uniform on.
Coom, with the Tigers just leaving Wrigley Field, they're staying in town. They're going to play the White Sox over the weekend. But Javi Baez made his first return to Wrigley Field since the trade 3 years ago. It's so odd being out there, seeing the lineup with the Tigers and Javi batting ninth and hitting 185, and then you see him at the plate and missing so badly at some of the swing and misses that we have seen before, but you're used to seeing him also connect. He's not done that. Have to wonder what went through your head during the video tribute and watching Javi Baez struggle to the extent that he has in a Tiger uniform.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, it's one of those things that you look at and go, you know, wow. When you look at Javi's numbers as a Cub, I mean, he had huge numbers. You know, you're talking a guy that knocked in over 100 runs a few years in a row, a guy who was hitting 280, 290 with big-time pop. And, you know, I forget his home run numbers, but, you know, run producer, hitting in the middle of the lineup and dynamic defender and base runner. But, you know, I think it goes back to a couple things. It goes back to who helped Javi the most. And I think when Javi was a Cub, I think two guys made Javi accountable on a daily basis and were with him and had his back, and that's Joe Maddon, and I think that's Brian Butterfield. So on defense, Butter was a guy that day after day after day made Javi accountable at shortstop with his work each day, and Javi was outstanding because of that. And then I think, you know, the mental aspect of our game, I thought Joe Maddon had that down about as good as anybody you can have. When he wanted to lock in on a guy and really, because that guy needed it, Joe was there, and he was there for Javi, and I saw it. And, you know, he kept Javi kind of on a certain path, and I think when you look back, Javi's best days were when Joe Maddon was writing out the lineup and making him accountable every day to what he was doing, and it worked out really well for him.
So you're in South Florida. The Cubs play the Marlins tonight, 5:35 pregame right here on The Score with Zach, 6:10 first pitch with Pat and Ron. I don't know what happened to the Marlins. They are 46-81. I thought that was a pretty good baseball team. They have fallen apart. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. Coom, what does Kyle need to do tonight to keep the momentum going after a victory yesterday? And what is your faith level? What is your confidence level in a sweep?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Over the weekend?
I think sweeping another big league team is a big ask. I really do. I always feel that way. But, you know, it's possible. And this Marlins team is struggling. I think for Kyle on the bump today, when Kyle faces – when a veteran pitcher who understands what he's doing, which Kyle definitely has, is that, faces a young team, that's usually good. So first five innings, I would say for Kyle, I would expect some pretty decent strikeout numbers and some soft contact. And if he can give you five or maybe go into the six, that's a great thing for the Cubs. The other thing, when you play teams like this, if you can get ahead early in the ballgame, if you can put up some runs, you know, get a 2 or 3 run lead in the first three innings, maybe four, usually these teams start to go away, you know, during that game because, you know, they've been there, done that. They've been losing a lot. They just kind of expect to lose. If you keep them in these ball games till the sixth, seventh, eighth, boy, you see these young guys get fired up and now you've got a real battle on your hands. So hopefully the Cubs offense, if they score early in the game, they got a great chance, but that's each game. You're going to have to do that. Cubs do though. They need some sweeps. They need a, you know, a 9 out of 10 run. They need a, you know, 12 out of 13 run. And hopefully they can get on that run right now.
They have a 1-run lead in the ninth. Is Porter Hodge your guy? Is there any doubt about that? Or are there other considerations for Craig Counsell?
I would say Hodge and Lopez are probably going to be the, you know, I don't know that for a fact. I'm just, you know, kind of eyeballing it. Miller's been pretty good too. So I would say the back of the bullpen right now will be Hodge and Lopez would be my two guys that he's probably gonna go to.
So, Coom, before I let you go, were you able to find the Bears game on the flight on the NFL Network? Did you watch any of the backups beat the Chiefs?
I did. I got to watch the Bears game. I'm really looking forward to just the season starting and just watching. You know, it's great when the Bears are playing well and the Hawks and Bulls play well and baseball's good in Chicago. We, you know, our city kind of comes alive. So. There's a lot of hype for this Bears season, man. So it's fun to see our city you know, looking forward to the Bears season too. So, what's your take? You guys talk about it every day. I listen, and I know everybody's excited, and that's a good thing. So I can't wait to listen to you guys every morning on Mondays and hear what you got to say.
I think the Bears depth
Bears Sundays
is as good as it has been in years. Last night was a bunch of backups playing a bunch of backups, but
right.
You like the way the Bears looked like a competent team, Coom. They look like a well-coached football team. And frankly, it's been a while since we've been able to say that this late into August before the season is, you know, right around the corner. So this was an encouraging preseason, and you have a quarterback that is different than anybody else you've ever had. So there's a lot of reason for optimism.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's fun. It really is. So I look forward to some time where Sunday mornings we get to prep for Bears Sunday. So that'll be good. Hopefully the Cubs will play deep in October, and it'll be November when we do that, but we'll see how that goes.
That would be great. Coom, have a great weekend in Miami. Keep Zach out of trouble.
I will try to do that. That's not always easy, David, but we'll keep the ginger in line.
Yeah. Ron Coomer, Cubs radio analyst.
Buddy.
Yep, thanks, Coom.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.